you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Monday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The price of gas in the Twin Cities is up 50 cents over last week. Artificial intelligence regulations receive a spotlight from the Minnesota Senate and a record-breaking attendance at the Minnesota Boys Hockey State Tournament. But first, the state's new program integrity director going before lawmakers today, Tim O'Malley, spoke for the first time at a hearing where he gave an update of his roadmap to program integrity, which is geared to combat and prevent fraud in Minnesota.
The underlying causes are not exclusively the result of the actions or inactions of the executive branch. Past legislators, and not just those who served decades ago, but some who are serving still today, could have done more.
He says they're targeting 9 areas for improvement, including leadership, accountability, and culture, along with coordinating information sharing. Artificial intelligence regulations are the focus of a number of bills being introduced in the Minnesota Senate.
One AI-related bill in the Minnesota Senate focuses on limiting chatbot access for anyone under the age of 18. DFL State Senator Erin May Quaid.
It just straight up prohibits companies from allowing minors to access chatbots. They are unsafe completely. There is just nothing safe for the developing brain.
Quaid says there are a number of workarounds for children to access AI chatbots, and many tech companies seem unwilling to do anything about the issue, which has had deadly consequences.
You have 14-year-olds, 11-year-olds, 9-year-olds dying by suicide, developing eating disorders, engaging in self-harm.
And this specific bill would require proof of age to access recreational chatbot services and would provide an avenue for civil action if an AI company fails to comply with state regulations. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry has still not said whether or not he'll approve of an ordinance that would help renters facing eviction. It would give renters 60 days notice before an eviction. That's twice as long as current regulations. Councilmember Jamal Osman says the policy would help families affected by Operation Metro Surge.
I appreciate his work on calling out ICE to get out, and those are all great, but this is the actual work we expect him to sign, and it will be very disappointing to me and many immigrants if he veto this.
Minneapolis has already approved $1 million in rental assistance, and state leaders are working on a similar plan at the Capitol. The price of gas in the Twin Cities is up 50 cents over last week as the war in Iran continues. GasBuddy.com President Patrick Dahan says there's been some positive movement in the Middle East, causing the price of a barrel of oil to drop.
We'll have to see. A positive development would help reduce the potential of further increases. But if things re-escalate, then obviously it would be a challenge that could send prices up again. So still a very active situation for now. Prices are likely to continue inching up for the next 24, maybe 48 or 72 hours. But current developments could help to deflate the situation beyond that.
The average price of gas in the Twin Cities right now is $3.35. Minnesota farmers are also keeping a close eye on the global shipping disruptions due to the war.
State Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says the closure of the Strait of Hormuz is creating uncertainty for spring planting, especially when it comes to fertilizer shipped to the U.S.
Hearing from farmers that they can't even get a price on fertilizer if you're trying to buy that because you want to, you know, put that fertilizer down right away. That's a concern, too.
As for fuel, Peterson says while some farmers are turning to locally produced biofuels to mitigate expenses, they're navigating a third consecutive year of negative margins made worse by the rising cost of oil. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Travel experts say the ongoing instability in the Middle East might begin to push up plane ticket costs at MSP Airport. The Thrifty Traveler's Kyle Potter says while domestic fares have only seen a modest 2.2% annual increase, the sudden spike in fuel expenses is putting some pressure on airlines.
The airlines have a lot of latitude to decide how much they're going to charge. At the same time, they're very sensitive to the perception that they're price gouging. They're going to have to find some way to thread the needle with that.
He says now airlines are weighing the decision to pass on the spike in jet fuel costs to passengers against the need to stay competitive during peak spring break season. Both of Minnesota's U.S. senators were at Dover Air Base in Delaware this weekend for the dignified transfer of six Americans killed a week ago in the early stages of the war in Iran.
One of those killed in that drone strike was Sergeant First Class Nicole Amor of White Bear Lake. Posting on social media, Senator Amy Klobuchar called Sergeant Amor the best of America and the best of Minnesota.
Nicole is just this incredibly special woman. She served, she's in the military, and at the same time, she is juggling being a mom to a high schooler and a fourth grader, as well as being a daughter to her family, and of course, a wife to Joey.
Senator Tina Smith posted that all Minnesotans support Sergeant Amor's loved ones in their grief. Flags at state buildings remain at half staff, and there is a memorial for Sergeant Amor at the White Bear Lake VFW. Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
New legislation in Kansas has local LGBTQ advocates extending a helping hand.
Kansas legislators just passed a bill that restricts the rights of people to have accurate gender markers on their IDs and prevents folks from using restrooms. Kat Roan with Outfront Minnesota.
One of the most dramatic impacts of this is that it looks to retroactively change people's identification documents. About a week and a half ago, folks in the state of Kansas began receiving letters if they had changed their gender marker on their IDs, letting them know that those IDs were no longer valid.
Since this organization helps individuals in the LGBTQ community relocate to the state, they're keeping a close eye on this situation.
We do expect that folks from Kansas are already looking at potentially relocating, and Minnesota may be a place that some of those folks choose.
Ari Bergeron, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Finally, more people attended the Minnesota Boys Hockey State Tournament than ever last week in St. Paul. The high school league today announced that the overall attendance from Wednesday through Saturday at 140,846 attendees. That's slightly more than the previous high set in 2024. There were record highs for several sessions, including the Class 2A quarterfinals. Saturday's championship match between Moorhead and Minnetonka drew more than 19,000, an attendance figure larger than 11 NHL games played that day. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, Newstalk 830 WCCO.